from KQED.
This week, we're talking about health scams. Health is a place where we're particularly vulnerable. When you think about it, some measure of trust is involved whenever a person seeks medical treatment. You trust that the healthcare provider has your best interest at heart. You trust the treatment itself won't make you sick. This presumption of good faith can backfire in tragic ways, as Chris Richard reports.
Folk remedies are a routine part of nurse practitioner Alice Gomez's day. Many of the patients at St. John's Well Child and Family Clinic in Compton, where Gomez works, are country people from Latin America. They're used to taking care of themselves.
Okay. La manzanilla, si quiere seguir aplicando con agua hervida.
This woman's been treating an inflamed eye with chamomile tea. Gomez says it won't interfere with the antibiotic he prescribes. But he often sees do-it-yourself remedies that scare him.
I need to know what they're taking because most of them, they interact with the actual medication that they're taking, and some of them also being proved toxic.
For instance, Gomez says almond-based weight loss supplements are popular among his Latino patients, but some contain cyanide, and last week he sent a patient to the emergency room. Gary Cootie, National Health Fraud Coordinator at the FDA, says his agency is seeing a surge in purported health cures that include surprise ingredients. Investigators have tested more than 400 weight loss and sexual performance products that contain undisclosed drugs and other chemicals.
Many times the amount of chemicals or drugs that are found in the products can be 3 to 10 times what is allowed by the prescription dose.
Last year, the Department of Health and Human Services reported that 20% of the weight loss and immune-boosting supplements its investigators purchased carried labels that made unsubstantiated claims to cure or treat disease. Rigoberto Reyes, chief of investigations at the Los Angeles Department of Consumer Affairs, says unethical vendors tailored their products and marketing campaigns to the health news of the day.
With all that's going on with the healthcare-related issues and reform and the like, we see more complaints coming in, absolutely.
But some appeals are timeless.
We have people today, stage 4B cancers, across this nation that are living today because of our treatment.
That's Christine Daniel in a December 2002 edition of the Trinity Broadcasting Network's television program, Praise the Lord. Daniel was recently sentenced to 14 years in federal prison for wire and mail fraud, tax evasion, and witness tampering. A physician, she charged terminally ill patients from across the country thousands of dollars for what she claimed was a cancer tonic composed of exotic herbs. Authorities say in all, Daniels siphoned about $1.1 million from 55 families. Federal prosecutor Joseph Johns says lab tests never identified all the substances in Daniels' potions.
What we do know is that the forensic tests revealed that those products did contain sunscreen, meat tenderizer, beef extract flavoring, things of that nature.
But Daniel's million-dollar business plan didn't need scientific analysis. It relied on faith and hope.
Hope enables you to see what God can show you in spite of what is going on all around you.
Bishop Charles McKinney of St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ, a Pentecostal congregation in San Diego, believes deeply in God's healing power. He says in 2003, when a fellow clergyman recommended Daniel's San Fernando Valley Clinic, it seemed like a divine blessing, a chance to save his beloved wife, Jean, who was dying of intestinal cancer. He put his faith in Daniel, who is not only a physician, but a Pentecostal minister.
And so she felt that it would be appropriate for us in our first visit to spend about an hour in prayer that God would give us direction.
The McKinneys went into debt to pay slightly over $100,000 for Jean's ineffective weekly treatments. Bishop McKinney says he's still struggling financially, but he wanted to save his wife. She died in 2004. Tammy Fleming quit her job in North Carolina to care for her sister Paula Middlebrooks as she underwent treatment for breast cancer at Daniel's L.A. clinic. The sisters attended Daniel's church, too, and Tammy would pray.
I used to beg and plead, you know, take me and not Paula.
Daniels threw a party for Middlebrooks, declaring her healed. Just the opposite was true. She died in great pain shortly afterwards. Tammy Fleming learned a heartbreaking lesson.
If someone was to come to me right this minute and say that they've got a treatment for something that I know no one else does. My question would be, why you? How do you have it that no one else does?
Ann Huang, Daniel's attorney, says she has advised her client not to comment on her case, which is pending an appeal. Huang also declined an interview request. Prosecutor Joseph John says he's haunted by the knowledge that Daniel told some patients not to take pain medicine because it would interfere with the herbal treatments she was selling. As much as this case bothers him, John said the lesson here is the same as with other frauds. If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. For the California Report, I'm Chris Richard in Los Angeles.